Hi everyone and welcome to Radio Karen. We have a very special broadcast lined up for you today. I'm Allo.
And I'm Claire. We're broadcasting live from Karen Primary School with an amazing Tour de Cure rider, Jeff.
Morning. We're just going to ask you some simple questions. First one, what is the Tour de Cure all about?
Oh guys, it's so good to be here. The Tour de Cure, we do big bike rides raising money for cancer. We go around and take people from the community to try and help us fundraise, and everywhere we go and talk to schools just like this one with the goal to try and raise the awareness that cancer can be prevented if we're fit, healthy and happy.
How far have you rode on your journey already?
So this trip, we're coming to an end. This is day 3 of our inaugural Peter Mac ride and we've ridden just over 300 kilometres already. We finished today at the Peter McCallum Centre in the centre of Melbourne. And the team have travelled from Geelong down to Apollo Bay, over to Ocean Grove, and then we caught the ferry over this morning to Sorrento, and here we are. Great to be here.
It's very cool. How much money have you raised so far?
On this trip alone, the team have done fantastic. They've really reached out and done lots and lots of wonderful fundraising, and they're just over $250,000.
That's awesome.
And the Tour de Cure, since we started 10 years ago, and we've raised just over $28 million.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
I'd like for you to gaze into this crystal ball I'm holding and tell me what would cancer research be like in years to come?
That's a really good question. I think that with the brilliant people that are passionate about trying to cure cancer and the researchers that are super uber smart and they want to try and do new things, but they can't do new things unless we give them some funding and back them to have those great ideas and to bring them to life. So I think the more money that we, the community, can raise and the brilliant researchers that keep thinking outside the box and they want to challenge what they know and really try and understand, because it'll come from something pretty simple or it could come from something that's just going to take years. So the more money we can raise and the brilliant researchers staying committed, I think we'll get there for sure.
Awesome. What has inspired you to do this, and same with the other riders?
Oh, everyone's different. I rode across America when I was 26 and loved it and wanted to always just give back. So it's nice to help other people if you're lucky enough yourself to be fit, healthy and happy and then be able to help other people. But everyone's different. Some of our team have actually had cancer. So for them, getting fit and being able to come back and do this sort of event is a huge challenge. Other people have lost loved ones. So for them, it's a different reason. But behind it, we all want to see an end to this disease. We all want to be part of the cure.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's heaps of ways you can donate to this fund. Can you give us a bit of an insight on how to do that?
Absolutely. Guys, if anyone wants to get behind us, we'd love your help. We don't have any government funding. So if you do feel like you can contribute, go to the website tourdecure.com.au, make a donation, and we will put it to really good use and help try and find a cure for cancer.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks,
guys.
Great to be here.
Bye. See ya. Bye.